This week, we answer a question from Sharam in Iran. He writes, Hi, I want to know about the meaning of the words settle and set. Dear Sharam, the two words may look similar, but each has a different meaning. Both can be used either as a noun or as a verb. We begin with the word set. The noun form of set means a group of similar things that belong together. Take, for example, a tea set, which is a group of cups and dishes used for serving tea. The verb form of set has many different meanings. Merriam-Webster Learner's Dictionary lists 17 meanings alone for the single verb and another 30 phrasal verbs with set. Luckily, you do not need to worry about all of those now. Generally speaking, the verb set means to put something in a place or position. It always has an object, a word that receives the action of the verb. Here are two examples.
Susan always sets her purse under the desk when she comes into the office.
The object is purse.
Larry set his hat on his head as he walked out the door.
The object is hat. We also can talk about a literary work or a play being set in a place, which means the story happens there.
The book Big Little Lies is set in Australia.
Another meaning of set is to make something ready for use. As a child, one of my jobs was to set the table. This meant putting the dishes, cups, and silverware out around the table, with one set for each person. And one last meaning of set for now, you will hear people talk about setting a clock. That is, to make sure the clock has the correct time. Now we turn to the word settle. The noun form of settle once meant a long seat or bench, but we no longer use that definition these days. Instead, let me give you three meanings of the verb form. The first one is to end a discussion or an argument by reaching an agreement.
I had to settle a fight between two boys in class today.
We also use settle to talk about paying money.
After dinner, I settled the restaurant bill for my family.
One more meaning is to move to a place and make it your home.
The young couple settled in a small house in New York.
A related phrasal verb is settle down, which can mean to get quiet or to begin living a quiet life by getting married and having a full-time job.
Nasreen was a wild child, but she settled down after getting married. The baby settled down to sleep after drinking his bottle.
I hope these examples help to settle your mind about the differences between the words set and settle. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.